312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 40 calls for the blower test to see how inefficient our listeners' homes were, which I almost fell off my chair at breakfast today because it was at 4, I think, during the show. I'm like, hey, Roy, how's it going? He's like, we only got 4. I'm like, okay, great. This was a huge success. But he had 40.
Yeah.
What does that tell you just from I know it's not a deep dive market research, but when you have 40 WGN listeners call you after you mention it one time during our show 2 weeks ago, what does that just tell you about the need for your product within the marketplace?
Just tells me I'm a terrific salesperson. So,
wow.
No.
And here we were talking about how humble you were at breakfast, so that's counterproductive.
No, obviously kidding. It tells me that there's a tremendous pent-up demand. That this is one of the things we were talking before the show about. People live with things and they just don't question it. That's just the way it is. It's winter time. Of course, it's cold out, so of course my house is drafty and uncomfortable. My furnace is running frequently.
Yeah. Of course, and my utility bill's higher.
Of course,
because everything else is higher.
And that's just accepted, so they don't even think to look for answers or look for help and things. And, you know, I'm kind of sad but excited to say is we've gotten more heavily into the insulation industry. We were primarily focused on the basements in prior years. But we got into the attic space, and we interviewed people who were in the industry, and we are still looking for experienced people and things. But as we talked to people, we were surprised that this blower door test, which is the only way really to measure the size of the problem.
Could you explain it to our listeners?
Sure.
Yeah.
So what we do is we come in, we close all the doors and windows, we close the fireplace flue, we shut off any pilot lights and things, and then we put a door with a screen on it and a fan on your front door, and has a meter on it, and we literally start sucking all the air out of your house. That's why we shut off the pilot lights.
Yep.
And the meter tells us how much air is coming through your house, and it's measured by air changes, how many air changes you have. And so we can tell the size of air leaks in the house because the air is being pulled back through those leaks.
Okay.
And while we're doing that, we can actually take a thermal camera and go throughout the house and identify by the colors, wow, this is where the air is really leaking badly. And a lot of times, most of the time, the bulk of those leaks are in the attic. They're around can lights. They're, the
ceiling
flues
fans.
Going up, ceiling fans, where the walls abut these attic floor, because it's just wood versus wood, never been caulked, sealed, and things like that. So it really tells us, first of all, the size of the problem. And a good house probably has 2 or 3 air changes per hour. But we're seeing 5, 8, 12, 18 air changes per hour, and just open. And so sometimes you have the amount of leakage in your house is the size of a bread box. That's great. You need some air changes, healthy air changes. But sometimes it's the size of a picture window. Sure. It's who would leave a window open throughout
all
the
year
winter?
Round.
But that's what's going on in a poorly insulated house. So it's really enlightening. So, like I say, the technology's there. A lot of people in the industry, you don't need to do that. I can tell you, you just need more insulation. They have so much experience. They don't need to follow the science, so to speak.
Well, and they might just be putting insulation over insulation.
That's a very common thing. And say, well, you're cold and drafty. You only have 6 or 12 inches.
We'll get you to R49.
Exactly. They'll bring you up to code. But the best analogy I can give to that is, like, if you put a 3-inch – well, it's cooled out, so you put on a 3-inch cardigan sweater and things, and you're still cold, so you put a 6-inch cardigan sweater. But if the wind's blowing through it and the air's seeping through it, it doesn't
still
help
cold.
You. If you had a 1/2-inch of Gore-Tex on or something, it stops the so it's the air movement, and that's what we do in sealing the problem.
I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour, but when we come back, you've already done 4 homes of our listeners. And I want you to talk about the changes that happened, what was happening before, and then the changes they realized after within you know, minutes. I mean, it's instantaneous when this happens, especially.
Yeah, we leave. They notice a difference, and the stories are amazing. Yeah.
And the shower story is what I'm super, I know.
You're excited about the shower
story. It's a G-rated shower. Yeah. I mean, Jeremy's like, shower story? Glad I didn't send in the
glad I showed up for this one.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Breaking news. We have one pair of hockey tickets, Hawks tickets, available tomorrow in the Team Hochberg suite. If you donate $2,000, go to WGNradio.com. One of the listeners that donated during John's telethon the other day said donate it to somebody else so we could raise another $2,000. So we have another pair of tickets for tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon's game. 2 o'clock, Team Hochberg Suite, food, drink, dessert cart, everything. I'll be there hosting, so hopefully that doesn't discourage some of you from participating. Go to WGNradio.com, scroll down, you'll see John and the kettle. Click on that, send me proof you made the donation, and I will get you the tickets today. Or my assistant, Vanessa, because I have no idea. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We were talking about the shower story, and then somebody called in who you had the work who did the work that had the work performed by PermaSeal that has a shower story. So Ricardo, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. So tell us about your experience with this new product that PermaSeal came up with and the changes it made within your house.
So first of all, I'll start off by saying that the battle over the thermostat in my home is now over. So very happy camper over here, not having to have that argument with the wife all the time. But the biggest change that we see is the furnace just doesn't turn on. It's been cold, it's been warm, you know, over the last couple of weeks and ongoing, and it changes up and it's not turning on at all. You know, other than the regular 15 to 20 minutes every hour versus 3 or 4 times an hour. So that's the biggest change that I've seen, aside from it's a lot warmer in my house. I don't have to wear those nice fuzzy sandals anymore. I could walk around in my socks or barefoot. My kids are running around. I'm not worried about them having the cold floors anymore. So it's been a great experience. And the guys were here for about, let's say, four and a half hours that day. We were very polite, cleaned up everything, covered up everything, so I didn't have any dust. And overall, it was just a great experience. I'm glad that I did it, and I listened to the consultant that came in to give me that free blower door test. So
a guy by the name of Ricardo that lives in Elmwood Park, you got to be tough, right? Because Elmwood Park is full of tough guys, right? And Ricardo sounds like a tough name.
Sure.
And so the battle over the thermostat, naturally, you lost to your wife. Is that safe? Is that a safe assumption, Ricardo? Tough guy from Elmwood Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Smart man.
He knows his place.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows. He maybe on Monday he does it. Sunday night, but as you get closer to Friday and Saturday, you just
smart
let
guy.
Her win. It's
of
not
course.
It's not a battle.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin your weekend.
It's just not
it's crazy.
It's just all you kids out there thinking about getting married, here's what happens. You let them win the small battles earlier in the week, you know, and then you just roll. It's a lot easier. Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's how Josh stays married. I mean, look at his wife and then look at him. There's no way.
We get it. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It would have lasted that
long.
It's
the shoes, I think, is really what it was.
It's the shoe budget.
Yeah, it's the shoe budget.
So, Ricardo, what are you expecting to see? The comfortability factor is huge, because when I put new windows on my home 20 years ago, you could immediately tell the difference because we didn't have the freight train of cold weather. You know, cold air coming through. So you've accomplished that goal of making it more comfortable. What type of savings are you expecting to see when that first electric bill comes?
Well, I'm hoping it's good news, and I'll tell you why. I kind of have a gut feeling. Well, not a gut feeling, but a feeling it's going to be better. So I have the smart thermostat, and it tells you how much you use on a monthly basis. And I got my report for the month of November. I think my average 7 hours a day.
Wow.
Right now I'm running about 3 hours a day.
Wow.
So I'm expecting huge changes in my gas bill next month, and I'm waiting. It's about about 2 weeks before I get it, and it'll be half of November, half of December. So we'll see if there is a huge change. So,
what is that? You've been doing this a long time. I mean, you've been fixing homes, sick homes, and cracked foundations, and making our listeners' homes
healthier,
yeah. and our listeners a better place around Illinois and around the world with all your charitable donations and charitable efforts with you and your wife and your entire team. What is something like this? You just found this, right? I mean, at this stage, of all the other products that you've come up with, the level, the poly leveling, and the floor joist, insulating the floor joist, that's game changers. I'm not discounting any of that. Those are great. But this could save thousands of dollars to our listeners every single year, and it's an annuity that just keeps happening because that insulation, when it gets in there, it's not going anywhere.
No, and that's what's exciting to me is, again, we always try and make homes healthier and more valuable, and this does just that. You know, it's the, again, getting back to in order to help Ricardo out, what we had to do was suck all the, we did the blower door test, mm-hmm. we saw the air leaks, and they were in his attic space for primarily, and so we had to suck all the insulation out, pull all the insulation out, and there's a lot of insulation that comes out there, and then we have to get in there and seal all these holes and cracks and crevices, and so that stops the airflow. So there's a natural airflow in the house. So you have vents in your attic and your roof that are actually sucking the air up mm-hmm. through the roof. But by sealing that deck, the attic floor, to keep that airflow and bottling that air that you've already paid to condition or heat and keeping it within your house.
Yeah.
So that's why all of a sudden the furnace is not having to run so often, because we've stopped that airflow. So not only does that make his house more comfortable, not only is it going to lower their heating bill, but it makes the home healthier.
Yeah.
Because the air in your home is being treated, and it's not just
being filtered. It's got humidity now,
like, right? Yeah,
especially in the wintertime, all that hot, humid air is just going right into your attic and outside.
Thank you, David. It is very gratifying, and hearing the stories, Ricardo's and others, of the immediate changes. Yeah. So we do basement waterproofing, flood control, and a lot of things, crawl space encapsulation, and that always, when you have a flood and a storm, you're used to going down there, and all of a sudden there's no problem. It's a welcome sign of relief. Sometimes that's months down the road before you see the difference. But this is awesome. Right. I'm sorry, Ricardo. When did we do your job?
Ricardo?
What happened? Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. We did it at right after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So he's one of the first ones out of the box.
Just in a matter of weeks, and he's already seen the difference. You know, within days, he sees the difference.
Is there a shower story that you wanted to share? Not with you and Ricardo in his shower.
Thank you.
I wanted to clarify that, Ricardo, because Elmwood Park, I got
a
beating coming. Right. Yeah. If not from Ricardo, he knows some people that would give me a beating.
I think it was you, Ricardo, right, where you had a difference in your shower after the work?
Yeah, so we have two little girls, and we split the time giving them getting ready for bed. And every time that I get called in to grab one of them and wrap them in a towel, I notice that even with my exhaust fan in the bathroom, it's super steamy in there. You know, they love the hot water, hot showers, and it fogs everything up, and I'm always worried that there's going to be mold and damage or anything on the walls. And I've noticed that that doesn't happen anymore. And I actually didn't even realize that it was my daughter who realized that, hey, she can see herself in the mirror when she gets out of the shower. And that, you know, go back to thinking, and I'm thinking that might be a problem. And I, you know, started thinking in my head, well, now my fan's actually really properly sealed in the attic, and the exhaust is going where it should be, and that humidity is not coming back and getting stuck in my bathroom. So, you know, it's one of those small little pluses, and I'm pretty sure I'll find more as we start to kind of think about what's different from now in the winter to the summer, but something that I'm glad I decided to pull the trigger on and get taken care of. So,
will you do us a favor, Ricardo? Will you call us when your electric bill comes out the next show, whenever it comes out, and share the information, and then once again in February, after you had a full 30-day run of the insulation, upgrade.
Yeah, that'll be a true test.
Yeah, that'll be right? a true test. I mean, I'd love to see what the 30 days is, sure. cause, you know, half and half. But can you call back in January and in February after you get the bill so we could hear the cost savings that you're experiencing?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All Plus, good. Every time Absolutely. You call, you get a Mr. Floor cleaning product. So, I mean, Ricardo, you're set. You
All right, so hang on. Thanks for calling in, Ricardo. You're awesome, and thanks for having a good sense of humor, because I know guys in Elmwood Park, and I would get a beating. And
that's
I,
where my dad was from.
I know. That's
okay.
Right, and I know. I, he was sure. from he Elmwood Park. About the beatings.
Yeah. Sean Thompson, he's 5'2", weighs 130 pounds. He's
Doesn't
got a
matter.
Show on another station. He talks a big game, but he knows a lot of big guys in Elmwood Park.
Exactly.
That would put a beating on me.
Yep.
So I appreciate you calling, Ricardo, and hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Roy, how does that make you feel?
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your business and your testimonial, Ricardo. Appreciate it.